6:12. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Man in Line. Open line through till 1 o'clock today. You can call 66 13 68. Email studio at manxradio.com or text 166 177, whatever on your mind today. Something you need the island to know about, by all means get in touch. Since Tuesday's update, no further confirmed positive tests for coronavirus. That's amazing. 49 days now. No active cases. Total number of confirmed cases, 336. 6,849 concluded tests. 55 people waiting for the results of a test. And just 5 people waiting for a test, 4 of whom are part of the extended testing regime. We'll hear more. Government media briefings are now once a week. Do you remember where there were 7 days a week at one time? Well, now just once a week. That's symptomatic of where we are in the shift from lockdown. 4 o'clock today, and you'll hear it live on Manx Radio. Stimulating the business in the hospitality sector, the VAT rate on food and attractions goes down to 5% from next Wednesday, the 15th. It's on until the 12th of January, 2021. We'll get more from the Treasury Minister as that goes on, but really trying to get hold of where we are in the economy. And obviously that VAT reduction really was in line with the UK's Customs and Excise Agreement, the announcements that were made yesterday by the UK Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rishi Sunak. 5% VAT already applies to accommodation on the Isle of Man, but this is now 5% on food and attractions. For the leisure and hospitality sector. We'll talk more about Summerhill later on. And if you haven't yet heard the announcements on Summerhill, it's got to close for a while anyway. So help with the tourism and leisure industry. And the news about Douglas Council handing back two of its major car parking sites to the Manx government in an effort to recoup some of the losses made during lockdown. When we locked down, things just happened because of the health risk, and the finances somewhat went out of the window. It was just a matter of keeping everybody healthy and safe, something that was iterated and reiterated by the Chief Minister and the Health and Social Care Minister many, many times. But now Douglas Council's been hit with a loss of income. The operator licences for Chester Street Car Park and Drumgold Street Car Park. Drumgold is the one above Marks and Spencer, will be cancelled. And Chester Street's the one above what used to be the old ShopRite, or Lipton's, if you want. They'll be cancelled with the Department of Infrastructure on the 1st of April next year, 2021. It comes after Douglas Council had its streams of income drop completely during the COVID-19 outbreak on the Isle of Man. Our local Democracy reporter Aaron Ibanez got to the man in charge, very experienced politician, David Christian, the leader of Douglas Council, and asked him if he was afraid it will be seen as a kind of knee-jerk approach, whether or not they just, you know, done it as a knee jerk?
No, because the income's now been going down for the last 2 to 3 years. We've been seeing income drop. Obviously, you know, there's not been the number of people in the town centre. With the promenade scheme, that's reduced people coming, more people using public transport, more people cycling into work, for example. And then I say, when the free parking come on the walkway, and you know, we did originally that was going to be there for at least another year. It could be reintroduced again as those works go along. Then we're just not making income in those car parks. So if they're losing money, then that is a burden on Douglas rates.
So I suppose COVID was the nail in the coffin then for those two sites?
Yes, for those two it was. I mean, we have highlighted on a couple of occasions to the department, because there are other issues with them as well. They own them, but we run them. But there are issues down there, particularly in relation to Wi-Fi. So many people stand at the machines and they can't get the machines to work. It's the council that gets the stick, but the machines and the equipment and the Wi-Fi belongs to the department, but it's the council's name that gets tarnished every time. So there's been a little bit of an underlying current now for some time where we've been feeling we're not very happy. The relationship's not working the way that we hoped, but this was, as you say, the final nail in the coffin. And we've had a fairly positive response from the department. They've sent it to the AGs, and I believe they're coming up with a format now where we should be able to hand the car parks back to them.
I just want to come back onto obviously the financial situation for the council. Again, referring to that language used by your finance director, in that finances are uncomfortably low, or potentially uncomfortably low, at the council. Now, you know the council probably better than most, being here over 30 years. To have 3 months of a hit to income and to then be in this position, I mean, what's gone wrong there? What, I mean, What should you be in that position?
Yeah, no, there's nothing gone wrong. I mean, it's the fact that we've lost so much income. So we've never been in this position before where all car parks in the borough have been closed. So it wasn't just those two. Shoresbrough was closed, or it was open, but nobody was paying, obviously. Bottleneck was closed. So it's mainly the income that's been lost from the car parks. £130,000, £140,000 from non-TT events. A small dip at the golf course, that's neither here nor there. So it's all those things coming together. And then obviously people who have already indicated to us they're not going to be able to pay their rates within this financial year. So it's looking at that scenario there that if that income doesn't come in, it doesn't balance with the budget that we set at the end of January this year. We normally try to have 10% of our overall spend each year, we normally like to have in our general revenue reserve. So that would normally be about £1 million or just over £1 million in that reserve. With the monies we're going to have to use now, that's down to about £430,000. So it's down to 3.5-4% where we've always tried to keep it at 10. So that's why he's saying he has a concern. So, you know, we've still got reserves there. You know, and hopefully at the end of the year, if it doesn't turn out as bad as what we thought it was, we will top that reserve back up again. Those reserves have served us very well in the last 20 years, but they are there for occasions like this. You know, it's just unfortunate that the hit on the income side, if it was just the loss of rates, I don't think we'd be worrying at all. It's the fact that we do rely on the income coming from car parks as well, that's where the sting's been.
David Christian, leader of Douglas Council, and the position, the financial position Douglas Council is in. Well, if I've learnt something new, I've learnt something. I now know that they didn't control the Wi-Fi around the machines, because that's frustrating sometimes when they don't work. So it's interesting to know the, if you like, the skeleton behind all this. Douglas handing back two of its major car parking sites to government in an effort to recoup some losses made over lockdown. How do you feel about that? If you're a Douglas ratepayer, or indeed if you just got an opinion on that, text 166177, email studio@maxradio.com. We can call 661368. That was David Christian talking about the financial position that Douglas Borough Council is in now and how things will pan out in the future. It seems it's going to be a couple of years before all the creases are ironed out, even if we get back to some sort of normal. But the money has to come from somewhere, and corporations, the councils, public bodies spend money on our behalf, and that has to come from somewhere. There's never anything such as council money or government money. It's public money. It's been a torrid time for businesses on and around Douglas Promenade for nearly 2 years. It's 2 years since the Douglas Promenade scheme started. This September will mark 24 months since the project officially got underway. And Tim Baker, Infrastructure Minister, says next Easter it will be open. Well, we'll see. He's nailed his colours to the mast. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel? Lots and lots of things are happening on Douglas Promenade. And one thing that is happening towards after Queen's Promenade is from next Wednesday, if you're travelling up along Douglas Promenade, you won't be able to head up Summer Hill. The busy Douglas Road's close to going to be closing for 8 weeks as part of the Accelerated Promenade Regeneration Scheme. The prom will remain one way during the closure. Alex Watton's been to the bottom of Summer Hill with a microphone and talks us through what she saw.
Well, I'm standing at the bottom of Summer Hill now, where traffic is currently one way. That's so work can accelerate on the promenade refurbishment scheme. From next Wednesday, that's the 15th of July, for 8 weeks, taking us to the 8th of September, Summer Hill will be closed. Access is going to be available for certain parts though, so for vehicles getting to Summer Hill Place from around Summer Hill Road, that will still be maintained. And all the businesses at the bottom of Summer Hill around me now, they are going to stay open, we've been told, and we'll still have pedestrian access. However, the Summer Hill Slip Road, that will also remain closed. Now, it's almost inevitable that this announcement was going to get some kind of backlash, especially for commuters. A lot of people have already criticised the move by the Department of Infrastructure, remarking particularly that this leaves anyone who lives along the prom in a somewhat difficult position if they drive to work in the south every day. One person commented on the announcement on the Manx Radio Facebook page, "If you live in the middle of the prom, you'll have to go up to Port Jack, then through Onken, then along Glen Crutchery Road and into the part of the traffic easing bus and bike lane." Now, those alterations around the Governor's Dip area have received criticism lately, which says it's all to alleviate pressure on other roads while the prom stays one way. It's also important to note that the closure of Summer Hill isn't the only one to be aware of in the coming weeks. At Church Road Marina, another key access point onto the prom is also to close from the 25th of July, and that's until the 10th of November. That's just over 15 weeks. And it means for 6 weeks in total, Broadway, which is currently closed, Summerhill and Church Road Marina will all be closed at the same time, and the prom will remain one way at that point. Broadway is scheduled to reopen on the 8th of September. That's just under 8 weeks' time from now. And at that same time, two-way traffic is due to be restored from the junction with Douglas Promenade north to Summerhill. All of this, we're told, is to get the bulk of the project completed by the end of March next year. And for those of you thinking about the horse trams, those are due to be finished over the following winter.
That's the latest on Douglas Promenade. And if you want to comment on it, then by all means, get in touch. Les dropped me a note and said, Andy, what's going to happen to the air bridge to Guernsey? If they've opened the borders to England, does it mean it's a big risk for Manx residents? Who will we have to self-isolate if we're going to Guernsey and coming back, because they've got contact with the UK via those trips to Poole? Well, they are only experimental trips to Poole. One's already happened. And a note in from Denison said, my wife recently went to the Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital, the service from Nobles Hospital, patient transfer, Liverpool Hospital and Comcabs was exceptional at every stage. Can you give them a mention and a thank you on air? Dennis, more than happy to say thank you on your behalf to Nobles and patient transfer to the Liverpool Hospital and the good people at Concabs as well. Graham said, Andy, it's another nail in the coffin for shopping in Douglas. It's not the motorists that suffer. It's the retailers. You're getting the cart before the horse. The retailers are suffering. Roads that have been closed before are being closed for the same reason. Summerhill, Broadway and others, people are avoiding Douglas because of all this. Do you think so? Do you think people wouldn't mind an extra 10, 20 minutes to get into Douglas to find a car parking space? Daily gridlock on Blackberry Lane along Main Road Onken and up Avondale Road due to traffic from Onken and Laxey not using the prom. It needs some action. Onken MHKs, where are you? Francis, a fancy Douglas Corporation handing something over to the government. Whatever next? The horse trams, the Villa Marina? Well, they've gone already, of course. I think Mr. Christian blaming the promenade scheme for a loss in income. Wasn't he at the launch party for it all? Nothing to do with the rip-off charges then. As soon as something goes wrong, Douglas Corporation spit their dummy out and blame the government. I don't think David Christian was blaming the government. I think it's just the situation they find themselves in. They signed lease contracts, rental contracts for the car parks. Now it's not in their interest. And John said, regarding the car parks, I would have thought Douglas Council could be contracted to the government to run them. Wouldn't there be a penalty clause if they just hand them back to the government? I think David Christian just explained it. He said they were in touch with the Attorney General to find a legal way to hand the contracts back. And it's not until April next year. So it's not like they're doing it tomorrow. Who's going to cut the ribbon on the prom scheme next Easter? Is it the Easter Bunny riding on a horse tram pulled by Shergar? I think you're being a little cynical, aren't you? They say it's going to be open for next year, and Tim Baker's only been in the job 5-6 weeks now. Certainly seems to be putting his mark on it all. John said, can Tim Baker get the cyclists to park their bikes in the car parks and help pay towards infrastructure, especially if they're getting roads to themselves? They should start paying for the privilege, says John. Well, apparently I was advised nowhere in Europe do cyclists pay towards the roads. Nowhere. So it would be a first if the Isle of Man were to levy a vehicle tax on bicycles. And how would you make people pay for that? Just a thought. Gee, our pubs aren't facing the same COVID trading restrictions as in the UK. So if our VAT changes to match the UK, will beer prices be reduced? Or will the proprietors pocket the difference? The Department of Infrastructure has recently come in for criticism. You don't say, particularly following the changes at Glencrutchery Road. Tim Baker is the man in the middle. Tim Baker is the infrastructure minister. And Dolan Mercer asked him about what now with Summerhill?
It's all about giving the contractor the chance to do the work that's required. It is obviously going to be disruption, but that's inevitable. The clear intent is to get the prom scheme done. We're making good progress. The public are adapting their patterns of travelling. And I think generally there's an appreciation that this is a necessary situation in order to get the prom done. The contractor and
there may be an appreciation that the prom needs to be done, but the department's already received significant backlash over changes at Governor's Bridge and at Glen Crutchery Road. How are motorists in and around Douglas going to feel about this? It's an 8-week closure to another major route.
Yes, it is. Nobody likes disruption or inconvenience, but unfortunately, it's one of the things that we have to work around. I guess, you know, there's always the potential for more criticism from the public, but what are the alternatives? If we want the prom done, which I think that is the overriding sense, certainly from a government point of view, then we need to take these actions. And if we didn't do them now, we would need to elongate the pain. Traffic flows in Douglas are likely to reduce when the schools close in 2.5 weeks' time. The timing of this work around Summerhill and Broadway is very much timed with that in mind. So both Summerhill and Broadway will reopen on the 8th of September.
This is all part of an acceleration of the promenade redevelopment scheme. You've brought the target end date forward to Easter next year. How is the relationship with the contractor about this? Have they got the resources to implement that?
The contractor, Alden Construction, are extremely committed. I met with them on Friday along with the Chief Minister to review progress. There are some challenges, as there always are with these schemes. But
are you confident it's really possible, realistically?
It is certainly possible, yes. I mean, it's tight, but if you don't take an ambitious approach with these sort of things, then everything becomes very trade-allure and the scheme drifts. The only way to do it is to give the contractor a fighting chance. They confirm that having access to the site without all the restrictions of two-way traffic and very limited working hours has made a fundamental difference to their ability to make progress. And the relationship, to answer your question very directly, the relationship with the contractor is excellent. And we've got the vast majority of the major subcontractors on the island are engaged on this scheme and are all playing their part.
Well, I'm sure we wish Alden Construction all the best with this, but to run through what's going to happen, Summerhill is going to close for 8 weeks from next Wednesday, the 15th, to the 8th of September. Vehicle access to Summerhill Place has been maintained from Summerhill Road. All the businesses at the bottom of Summerhill are open, fully accessible to pedestrians. Summerhill Slip Road will remain closed. So Church Road Marina, that's a bit by Greensill's Corner, will also close 25th of July. That's 2 weeks on Saturday. Reopens the 10th of November. Access to Market Street will be via Finch Road, the bottom of down Crowlands Hill and that way as well. So basically it's the bit between the turn down to Market Street and to the prom, the Church Road Marina. So for a period of 6 weeks, Summerhill and Church Road Marina are going to be closed in order to facilitate this compressed scheme of works on the promenade. Well, it has to happen. The promenade has to be done. It is 2 years in September, but it has to be done. And if this is the way it has to be done, then presumably this is the way. You can't make an omelette without breaking an egg, and this is the egg breaking. Broadway is going to open on the 8th of September when the two-way traffic flow will be restored from the junction with Douglas Prom north to Summerhill. From the 13th of July, the traffic flow on Lock and Harris Prom, you'll love this, will use part of the walkway between the sunken gardens past the War Memorial and exit north of Broadway Junction at Castle Mona Avenue. Full pedestrian and cycle access will be maintained on the walkway. The temporary road will be securely fenced along this length, clearly separating it from the walkway. This will be in force until the 7th of December this year. If you want all the information, there's a big website. It's got it all on myprom.im. You can view the traffic management layout. The key dates, let me just run those by you again. Wednesday, next Wednesday the 15th, the junction of Queen's Prom and Summerhill will close to traffic, close till the 8th of September. Saturday 25th, fortnight on Saturday, the junction of Church Road Marina is going to be closed to traffic, reopens the 10th of November. From Tuesday the 8th of September, two-way traffic is going to be restored from the junction with Broadway north to Summerhill. And Tuesday the 15th of December, two-way traffic flows will be restored along the remaining length of the promenade, Lock and Harris, that is Tuesday, 15th of December. Everything will be back to normal there. The 1st of April next year, all the works will be completed. The 1st of April, that is. Kevin joins us now. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Andy. Dodgy. Yeah, I just thought the main thing I've got with all the promenade works is they've got all these other roadworks going on around the island, which is a bit daft. Why can't they just concentrate on one project before doing the rest of them? You know what I mean?
Well, I think I don't know if they put everything together, they get anything done quicker. Which particular ones are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you've got roadworks all over the island, haven't you? So I was just thinking, why have all these other projects going on when you can do the, get the promenade sorted first before doing any of the other small...
Yeah, I know. Certainly there's something happening down in Maloo Road in Castletown. There's stuff happening there, Glen Vine as well. Ramsey, I think they're resurfacing North Shore Road in Ramsey as well. But I think they're different contractors. Yeah. This is just Olden. Do you reckon, this has obviously got to happen. Do you think it's best that they compress all the pain into this time, Kevin?
Well, I mean, if they get it all done in, you know, up until March, then yeah, fair enough, they've done good, but there's still a lot of scepticism that a lot of people don't reckon it's going to be finished by March, don't we?
Well, can you imagine if it did finish and if on the 1st of April next year everything opened, would we all then clap for the government and the contractors?
Well, I wouldn't clap for them because, you know, it needs to be done. I mean, for example, clapping for the NHS was one thing, but, I mean, clapping's not going to get food on the table at the end of the day, is it? They want money.
All right.
Well, that's a different thing altogether.
All right, Kevin, thanks for calling us today.
Cheers, Andy.
Good to talk to you. It's 28 minutes past 12. You're on the Man in Line on Manx Radio.
Maybe a little. I think, once again, it's going to put people off going near the promenade.
That's the voice of Michael George. Michael George, well-known hotelier. And Michael George is the owner. He runs the Welbeck Hotel. It's been a torrid time for businesses on and around Douglas Promenade for almost 2 years. And we'll have the words of Michael George. Michael's going to be talking about exactly what he thinks about what the government's doing. 24 months since the project officially got underway. Light at the end of the tunnel, perhaps. Yesterday it was announced there'd be help for some hospitality and retail firms in the form of VAT changes, with a tax on food and attractions reduced from 20 to 5%. So, I wonder. We'll see what Michael George has to say from the Welbeck Hotel. Right at the sharp end. And your thoughts, text 166177, email studio@manxradio.com, call 661360, live on Manx Radio.
Now there are new essentials on your shopping list. You want enhanced hygiene permanently. You want to shop nearby and not overpay. You want open till 10 to avoid peak time queues and special hours for the elderly and vulnerable. You want to do the right thing and support Manx jobs and businesses. You want shopping with a welcome difference, like ranges by Sainsbury's. Where can you find every one of the new essentials? ShopRite, proudly locally owned.
That's the sound of the penguins at Currax Wildlife Park. And the animals would all love to see you. They're open from 10 a.m. every day. And you can see everything from monkeys and meerkats to red pandas, lemurs and wallabies. There are great play areas, diggers, a jumping pillow and indoor soft play. Mum loves the Mangrove Cafe and I'm having my birthday party here. Currax Wildlife Park is fun for everyone, however old you are. Follow them on Facebook and see what's on.
I am one call centre, the place to go. Great choice and prices so low. I am one call centre on the main road. Cars of every kind at prices that are hard to find. Visit on Facebook to see the range or call 611040. Great service, choice and prices low. I am one call centre, the place to go.
Sun, sea, sand and seriously stylish furniture. Paradise and Gale invite you to sharpen up your summer and give your home a hot new look. Come and browse a mesmerising collection of modern and traditional furniture displayed across three fabulous floors and find something perfect for every room in your home. And with 0% finance subject to status, plus free immediate delivery. The hottest destination this summer has to be Paradise and Gell, Michael Street, Peel. Paradise and Gell. You'll love our furniture. You'll love our prices.
The Pascoe's electrical appliance showroom is now open and operating to current safety guidelines. Alongside doorstep deliveries, we can now undertake electrical appliance installations, subject to a risk assessment. If you still can't make it to the showroom, don't worry. Just call 676066 or email pascoes@manx.net and we can organise order and payment contact-free. Stay safe from all of us at Pascoe's of Tramode, your island's premier electrical appliance retailer.
For lunch every day of the week by the harbour in Ramsey, it's not to be missed. And if you're making plans to see your favourite bands, make the Cool Bar top of your list. At the Carvery on Sundays, you know they'll feed you well. Carl and the team hope you'll give them a bell. Just call 813045, it's the Mitre Hotel.
Time for a jog then, yes, sir.
Ah, why not?
The winning continues this weekend on Manx Radio when we bring you another winning weekend wordplay. And we have a fantastic prize up for grabs, an Apple Watch from Manx Telecom. If you haven't yet joined in, all you have to do is keep listening all day, Saturday and Sunday, for the window of opportunity to open. Listen out for the code word on air, check the code word on our Facebook page, put together the famous phrase or saying, and you'll go into the big prize draw. We'll then announce the winner on Monday's breakfast show at 10 to 9. Manx Radio's winning weekend wordplay this Saturday and Sunday with Manx Telecom.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint, furnished by Magic Carpets.
Good afternoon, 27 minutes to one, and there's no tailback in St John's, apparently, because on today in St John's and every Thursday, St John's Church Hall till 3 this afternoon, Alaman Farmers Markets, fresh from the Manx producers. There's Manx fruit and veg and meat and also crafts, honey and beeswax candles. As well. Manx beeswax candles. It's on today at St John's Church Hall till 3, and of course on Saturday at Ramsey Courthouse from 10 until 4. And this time next week, the Man in Line will be out and about. It's great to be out and about. I can't tell you how important it is for us to get the Man in Line out. The last outside broadcast we did was Peel QE2 School just before the lockdown. And next Thursday, we'll be live at the iconic Frank Matcham Theatre, the Douglas's Gaiety Theatre as well. It's the 120th anniversary, so lots of people to talk to. I think the Chief Minister's going to be there. The Governor, Lieutenant Governor, will be there. His Excellency and Lady Gosney will be there. I think we're also hoping for a former Governor as well. So Lawrence New and Lady New may be there. But also there are lots of committee of Friends of the Gaiety and Friends of the Gaiety, people who actually work in the Gaiety as well, and persons associated with the restoration. I think Eddie Lowy, former politician, will be there as well. Mervyn Russell Stokes. Well, if you cut Mervyn open, it says Gaiety Theatre all the way through. So Mervyn Stokes will be there. I think Jeremy Garvin, also John Bethel as well, and some of the people who worked on the Gaiety Theatre and the current staff as well. And what a time it's going to be next Thursday, live from the Gaiety Theatre for the 120th anniversary. Paul's got an answer to this. Paul said a simple way out of this, free buses till the promenade is finished. Also increase bus frequency in busy times, 7.30 till 10 a.m. and then 4.30 till 6 p.m. That would justify the bus lanes. Free buses. Well, that would be an idea, wouldn't it? Certainly cut down the number of vehicles. There's no beer in the pubs anyway, says Big Joe. Really? Short of beer? People seriously need to stop moaning about the prom works. While it's going to be a little inconvenient for a while, it needs doing. It makes me very cross listening to some of the public whining. They moan about the state of the promenade. Now they're moaning because we're fixing it. Well done the work. Men and women, keep up the good work. That's unsigned, by the way. So don't tell me that could be a politician, because I would imagine it's somebody who just wants to remain anonymous. Tim Baker hit the nail on the head. The government wants the promenade done, not the general public. And by the way, Frank Francis says, when you say you have to break an egg to make an omelette, there's a massacre in the chicken coop. I think you're mixing your metaphors. Cliffy, just let the lads get on with the job on the promenade, otherwise the job will never get done. The only issue is the lack of public consultation about traffic management around the promenade. Says Cliffy, well, my question to you is then, would you feel more comfortable about this if you'd been told this news, you know, a couple of weeks? Good day to pick next year, says JC, April Fool's Day. And it would have been better on the 31st of March, wouldn't it? A note in that says, where and why are all of these motor vehicles going to get into the Douglas Town Centre? All of these single-person car journeys aren't really necessary. Remember just a few weeks ago when only absolutely necessary journeys were made on the roads. Put a toll on entering certain boundaries around Douglas, except for exempt people. You know, work, absolutely necessary, taxis, public transport. Watch all those unnecessary vehicles on congested Douglas roads just disappear. Said, well, we're going to hear from Michael George. He's been in the hotel business for a long time. Of course, his father before him. Michael George of the Welbeck Hotel, just a block back from the promenade on Douglas Prom. Does he think that what's happening at Summerhill will have an impact?
Maybe a little. I think once again it's going to put people off going near the promenade. I'm not a civil engineer and I've never run a construction project of any kind, but it just seems incredible that all three of the major junctions onto the promenade have to be closed off for them to be able to complete the work on time. It seems a bit beyond it to me, but you know, like I said, I'm no expert in the field.
Have you seen a big drop-off in footfall and the people passing by?
To be totally honest with you, our position, which is just off the promenade, works both for and against us. We never really were the kind of place that managed to get a great footfall. Obviously, the parking's hurting us at the moment because all the vehicles have had to come off the promenade, so it's a bit difficult to park around here. And I suppose the worry is with these three major junctions closed off, what the traffic's going to be like for people coming up and trying to use Mona Drive and Palace Road.
So is it just really a case of looking ahead to next year's tourist season and just trying to limit damage for this season? Is that the realistic plan for people in your area, do you think?
Yes, I think so, yeah. Obviously, if we were to close and lose all our staff, re-recruiting in kind of 6-8 months' time would be very difficult. If we can just manage to keep the business going to a level where it's viable with the support that we are receiving, and hopefully Alf Cannon will give us a little bit more to help us through what's going to be essentially three winters. That remains to be seen, whether we're going to have any more help and whether we will be able to stay viable.
Well, that's grim, isn't it? The equivalent of three winters for the hotel industry. That's Michael George of the Welbeck. And here's Tommy with us. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Andy. I've always wanted to come on about this subject. Change the subject, Andy, but it's concerning vets and veterinary practices, Andy. You know, we pay a lot more than the rest of the UK. I know we're on an island in the Irish Sea, but my black Labrador, he has to have a particular one for his arthritis and inflammation, and it's 30 tablets, and it's £84, Andy.
Are you on one of these vet insurance policies?
Well, no. I thought they were a fiddle as well, because they realise they're not going to pay out that much. They're going to get... They wouldn't be doing that if they were paying out more than that was when that was coming in, Andy. So that's a bit of a fraud to start with, like, you know.
So you think we pay more for veterinary services on the Isle of Man, or too much, presumably?
Oh, definitely. You can go on the internet and you can get all the services there. You can get all the medicine and everything on the thing, and it's, you know, you'd say it was just a bit more than half price, Andy, and that can't be right, mate, I'm telling you.
Are we short of vets on the island? Are there enough vets?
Well, I think there are, really, you know, for the size of the island. The best fella is Lucas out by the ferry bridge, the Polish fella. He's fantastic, he is.
What's your black Labrador's name, Tommy?
Ori.
Ori the Black Labrador.
Ori the Black Labrador, yeah.
And how is his arthritis at the moment?
Well, it's not good, Andy, you know. It's the thing with German Shepherds and Labradors. They all suffer the same, Andy. You know, back legs, you know, it's just breeding through the ears, you know, and that. And it can't be helped, but they're special dogs to me, like, you know, and that.
That's good. Thanks for raising that. I just wonder if anybody else has got the same impression about the cost of veterinary services on the island. All right, Tommy, thanks for calling us today.
Cheers, Andy.
Good to talk to you. It's 19 minutes ahead of 1 o'clock. What about what help will our kids get? This is Paul, a note in regards to clearing last year's university accommodation and also allow them to travel to sort next year's accommodation. My daughter's moving uni to undertake a master's study and needs to be able to travel to Manchester and Liverpool to secure next year's accommodation. At the moment, we can't travel with her. As on return, 14 days in isolation, not only for us, but also for the rest of the family, hence using up our annual leave. I think they've been hung out to dry. The kids have been hung out to dry, in my opinion, says Paul. I wonder whether you're in that situation regarding university accommodation. A note in from Gary said, regarding the promenade and traffic fiasco, I think Mr. Baker's going to do a great job. Give him the time. I think Tim Baker's a master politician. He calls a spade a spade. So I think he should be listened to, says Gary. Well, when Tim Baker came on The Man in Line, and he was very keen to come on The Man in Line, and he's keen to come on The Man in Line again, he'll be back in the next few weeks to talk about infrastructure and the promenade. He was very forthright about what needed to be done and the fact it needed to be done and basically to get on with it. There's a lot of pain coming, but he never shied away from it. And obviously now with Church Road Marina closed, Broadway closed and Summer Hill closed, the promenade will be fairly free for Alden Construction to get underway and to get the job done. We'll wait to see what happens. It's 17 minutes ahead of 1 o'clock. This is Manx Radio on the Isle of Man. A quick note also, I just want to tell you, what's your favourite place on the Isle of Man? What is your... Have you been to Portmoor, just south of Mackledhead? It is beautiful. Get a chance to go this weekend and make a difference as Beach Buddies joins forces with a group called Footpath Friends. They're doing a volunteer event at Portmoor this coming Sunday morning, the 12th. The normal beach cleaning event's going to take place on coastline all around the area while volunteers for Footpath Friends are tackling a damaged footpath on the Radnor Follian. A landslide's made the footpath difficult to use. It's going to be repaired by volunteers, and they're cutting back some of the overgrown sections. Now, the sessions start at 10:30, finishing by 12 noon. New volunteers, especially for Footpath Friends. We've got Beach Buddies now. Footpath Friends are very welcome. If you go to beachbuddies.net, all the information is there. Portmoor, I think. It used to have a beach cafe, and I think there's a wonderful self-catering cottage as well at Portmoor, just south of Mackledhead.
Listen to us on your smart speaker. Alexa, play Manx Radio.
On the Man in Line, text 166177, email studio at manxradio.com, or you can call 66 13 68. What do you think about vets?
RexMotorCompany.im.
When you need to replace your vehicles, it can be hard deciding on whether to lease a car or to buy a car. That's why at Rex Motor Company, we offer both fixed cost leasing and vehicle sales. For the best deals from hatchbacks to estates and coupes to commercials, visit us at Whitehoe Industrial Estate off the Old Castletown Road or find Rex Motor Company online.
Rex Motor Company.
Conestoga Bank have been helping people for over 85 years, and we're here to help your business through this global pandemic. As a local bank, we can either stand by or stand up, and we choose to stand fast to our commitment to this island. If your business has been affected, we can help with our new working capital loan with repayment terms over 1 to 5 years. For the first 12 months, you will only repay interest to allow your business time to recover. Call 694-694 and let Conestoga Bank help you. Terms and conditions apply.
Call the UPVC window specialists. Phoenix Windows.
for quality windows, doors and conservatories, along with fascias, soffits, barge boards, guttering and all building work undertaken. With free estimates, free surveys, guaranteed work and all island coverage. Phoenix Windows don't use standard off-the-shelf frames. Their windows are made to measure, which means you get a perfect fit, less bulky frames and more glazing. Call 816628 or visit phoenixwindows-iom.com.
Something wonderful happens when the sun shines. The Lifestyle Furniture Summer Sale is now on, with sensational sunny savings and promotional offers throughout our showroom. With full safety measures in place, it's the perfect time to discover a beautiful new piece for your home in our vibrant and eclectic ranges of living, dining and bedroom furniture, art and accessories. The Lifestyle Furniture Summer Sale, on now with free island-wide delivery and 0% interest-free credit subject to status. Open 7 days a week.
Save over £460 by moving your mobile unlimited broadband and landline to Shaw. Bundle all your services into one great package right now. Simply sign up to a 24-month contract with Shaw. Enjoy all three services and save. Get more for less. So pop in store today and set up your very own great value big bundle. For details, visit shaw.com.
When you need a monument for your loved ones, contact T.E. Cubbon, a trusted family-run business for over 150 years. T.E. Cubbon provide new memorial stones, grave renovations, new inscriptions, and fire hearths. For quality workmanship and a professional personal service tailored to your wishes, visit us at Hope Street, Castletown, or at Broadway, Douglas. Call 844-440 T.E. Cubbon. Here when you need us.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Going back in time on the sounds of the nation, it's the Caroline Flashback.
Later in the day, the town would be invaded by about 5,000 Marks and Rockers.
You're listening to Carnaby Street.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Chris Williams.
This is the medium wave service of Manx Radio, the first ever station to be authorized to broadcast in the medium wave band with a local commercial service for the people of the Isle of Man.
Saturday mornings, 8:30.
In line with Andy Wint, furnished by Magic Carpets.
12 minutes ahead of 1 o'clock. A note in from a correspondent who says, when they give the car parks back, will they then go to a private company? Douglas Council should negotiate with DOI. Private company would manage to make it work. Says that, well, maybe, why can't Douglas Council? Well, presumably, are you in the car park business? You know how to make money. David Christian said fewer people were going in anyway, even prior to COVID. Lots of people, maybe, he said it was the cyclists as well. People are cycling in to Douglas, and presumably, I don't know whether cyclists pay. Do they pay, or they just have a somewhere they can put their bikes? How quickly we forget, this is Dick Freestone says, how quickly we forget we were told the prom was going to be 5 years. And thanks to COLAS and the other contractors, they're doing it in half the time. This is despite DOI changing the plans and trying to get the and delay and stuff. It will be done just in time for next year's election. No conspiracy, says DOI. We give everybody the benefit of the doubt on this one. Wonder what the visitors from Guernsey will think if they happen to have booked a hotel on Douglas Promenade. It's funny, that's been a topic of conversation. If somebody from Guernsey comes, it's a very prim and pretty little island, Guernsey, and if they book a hotel on the promenade, fine hotels, but not much of an outlook at the moment, you have to say. Would the promenade be finished a lot quicker if the contractors banned their staff from sitting on their mobile phones during working hours? Well, I've got to talk, I suppose. And Pete said, you read out a message from an anonymous person for people to stop moaning about the prom, thinking that was from the construction company or maybe somebody in government. Well, we never know, which is why I always like to know somebody's name. If you obviously, we do. I do read out anonymous texts, but I do it in very good faith. And I'm just a hopeless optimist. I gave everyone the benefit of the doubt. Why are they closing Church Road Marina for, as they've not long reopened it, seems a bit pointless. Compressed working, that's what it's all about. Kevin in Port Erin says, don't forget disabled motorists need close access to the town centre. Excluding this part of society is unacceptable. in the drive to prevent single-person journeys. Well, that's a serious point. If you're a disabled person, how are you finding access to and use of Douglas Town Centre? And Sue said, Andy, why haven't they got a night shift working on the promenade? Across, you very often see, if you're on the late boat to Heysham, heading down the M6, you'll see night shifts working. It would cost a lot more money, presumably, but whether or not that could be factored into the overall budget. But it's a point. Night shift working. Maybe it'll get closer. That might happen as we get closer to the 1st of April next year. Do these people who know very little about road construction realise what a mammoth job they're doing? Just let the lads get the job done. Leave them and wish them well. Because they're out in all weathers, says Mike as well. And BC dropped me a note to say, even when April arrives next year, the chaos will continue as the planners have greatly reduced the parking spaces on the promenade in favour of pretty gaps. Well, you can find, if you have a few hours to spend, by the way, you can go to myprom.im. Everything is on there. And it hours, get yourself some sandwiches and a flask and have a look at myprom.im and see what's going to happen. I wouldn't mind all the road closures if only the contractors would put a decent amount of workers on the promenade, says Terry Kay. Is it psychological then? The more people you see, the better you feel. We can start a similar thing to Beach Buddies. We're going to call it Dog Buddies. Or the dog owners can go and pick up the mess they leave around the Isle of Man. There's not as much as there used to be, is there now, with all those little plastic bags, single-use plastic bags. Gee, if Mr. Baker doesn't deliver the prom scheme, what happens? If he's sacked as a minister, he gets paid as a backbencher. If he loses his seat, he gets his pension, says Gee. Well, that's the system we're in. And Gee, if you want to do something about it, there's a Keys election next year. I wish you all the best. And of course, if you stand as a candidate, we'll bring you onto this show and we'll talk about it. So, text 16, why don't they just shut the prom instead of causing congestion everywhere, says Bondi as well. Well, one way is better than no way, surely. The majority of Manx people understand the promenade needs upgrading, says our correspondent. It's the sporadic way that they're seemingly working right along the promenade, with at times a ghost town look in regards to workers. Don't get me started on the pink paint on the road at St John's, Governor's Dip, and at the top of Bray Hill. It's not the minister that needs to answer questions. It's the highly paid civil servants who rubber stamp these road layouts. Well, they've all been planned, I suppose. Favourite places. I asked what your favourite place was because Port Moor, just south of Mackled, is absolutely idyllic. Used to be Derby Haven, but the seafront's now covered in weeds. Last time I was down at Derby Haven, I saw three longtails, two on the beach in broad daylight. In Derby Haven, surely not. Jan sent me, sorry, Jan, I sent you a text early. My name is Jan. I don't know which text it was, but Jan, I appreciate you saying. And a guy just called in to say that he thinks the DOI are kind of taking the mickey with a proposed opening date of April Fool's Day 2021. Night shift won't work with people sleeping hotels, says Tony. So a night shift. Well, if it got the job done, what would you say? You can text, by the way, and you can email out of hours. Well, you can certainly email out of hours. You email maninline@manxradio.com. We have an answer phone on 682-631. If you want to leave a message, it doesn't have to go on air. It can just be something you want to say. And we monitor every call, we read every text, and we read every email that comes in. Often we don't have time to read everything out and certainly don't have time to get everybody on the air. Brian said, I think the idea from a previous caller for shuttle buses on the promenade in Onchan would be marvellous. It would use the buses up, it would make use of the bus lane, and it would cut down on vehicles. Free buses and shuttle buses to make use of public transport. Well, the lockdown and this is certainly making everyone look, and it's almost as though the slate was wiped clean when we locked down. And certainly lots of people have got different ways at looking at life now. Tomorrow, by the way, Enterprise Minister Lauren Skelly, MHK, will be live on The Man in Line. Well, he is the man whose department is tasked with getting some new business in, creating new sectors, driving revenue towards Treasury, paying for public services. If you have a thought for Lawrence Skelly, you can get it in now on maninline@manxradio.com or call 682-631 or call tomorrow. It's going to be live on the air. Lawrence Skelly, MHK. Thanks to our studio producer today, Howard Kane. I'm Andy Wint, and the Man in Line is back with Lawrence Skelly, MHK, tomorrow at 12 midday. You.